Can women really have it all? Hello everyone, welcome back to Paano Ba To the podcast, and we are still celebrating Women's Month. So I wanted to do this throwback episode to a conversation I had way back in May 2019 with international speaker and author Tiffany Dufu. Let me tell you a bit about Tiffany. She wrote Drop the Ball. It's a memoir and manifesto telling us women that we need to cultivate one skill in order to thrive. You want to know what that is? She says it's the ability to let go. Ooh, you will know more about that later. Tiffany is also the founder and CEO of The Crew. It's a peer coaching platform. She was a launch team member to Lean In, was chief leadership officer at Levo. She served as president of the White House Project and was also associate director of development at Seattle Girls School. Ooh, quite a bio, this woman. It was really such a privilege to meet her and get to chat with her at the We See Equal Summit of PNG in Singapore, like I said, back in 2019. This is a short but super jam-packed conversation. I hope you like it. Do it all, and can you really have it all? That is today's Paano Ba To issue, and I'm so happy to have my very special guest to give us advice. She is none other than the superwoman author of Drop the Ball. Say hi to Tiffany Dufu.
Hi everyone.
Hi Tiffany. So excited. We're here actually in Singapore now at the We See Equal Summit of PNG, and we just had our fireside chat. Thank you so much for saying yes. Okay, so this idea that we women have in our heads that we can do it all and have it all, is that possible and how?
No, it's not possible. So I actually think that it's possible to have it all, but we can't do it all. And I think that, first of all, you've got to get clear about what having it all means to you. For me, having it all means that I'm advancing women and girls. That's what I care deeply about. It means that I'm nurturing a healthy partnership with my husband. Yes. And it means that I'm raising conscious global citizens. To me, if I'm doing those things, and I'm also fairly joyful and fit, even though sometimes I might be tired, then I have it all. Mm-hmm. But the challenge that I had to go through, and the reason why I wrote a book called Drop the Ball, is because I used to be someone who was obsessed with like keeping all of the balls in the air. Mm-hmm. And I realized that some of those balls were going to have to drop in order for me to have mm-hmm. all of those things.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's really about us forgiving ourselves.
So
and not
hard.
Putting so much pressure on ourselves in order for us to be perfect.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about this idea of guilt earlier. You call it the G word. Yeah.
Yes.
Why are we women just so guilty about like not being able to do it all? And we're quite hard on ourselves. How to
yes.
get over that?
Yes. So I think first of all, it's important to understand what guilt is. Guilt is the feeling that you've committed a moral transgression, that you've done something terribly wrong. Usually because you believe that your values or your beliefs are not in alignment with your actions and your behavior. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you have a value or a belief around being supportive of your children and, you know, helping to support them with their goals, and you're not able to attend the soccer game, mm-hmm. then you might feel guilty that your behavior isn't in alignment with your values or your behavior. So the way to get rid of guilt mm-hmm. is by you taking yourself through a process where you decide what behaviors and what actions you're going to associate with those values and beliefs. So, for example, I know that my daughter's piano teacher thinks that I should actually attend her piano lessons like all of the other moms. Mm-hmm. And if I let him, he would make me feel guilty. But for me, the behavior that I associate with the value of supporting my daughter and her music mm-hmm. is me earning the money to pay
right.
for the lessons.
Right.
And so I don't feel guilty about mm-hmm. not attending the lessons because mm-hmm. I've earned the money and that's what I've decided mm-hmm. is the behavior I'm gonna associate with that value. And so if you can mm-hmm. figure out a way to figure out why do I feel bad about this? What is the value? What is it that I hold dear that I feel like I'm not doing? And then to decide, well, that behavior, does that work for me with that? Or is there something else that I could do that is more feasible in my life, that's more realistic for my schedule or who I am, that I could use to demonstrate that value? And then you won't feel bad.
Yeah, that's so useful. Such a useful tip. Okay, lastly, dropping the ball, a lot of it is, I mean, your concept of drop the ball, a lot of it is lowering expectations of yourself. We mentioned this earlier, and sort of delegating, basically. Talk about the lowering, like in your book, you mentioned this line that really resonated with me. You said, I expect much less of myself than the average woman and much more of my husband.
That is true of everyone, really. I think that, you know, I used to have a really bad condition that I call HCD, home control disease. This is when you think that everything in your house should be done a particular way, which is basically your way. Mm-hmm. and so what that meant was that I was very bad at delegating. In fact, I used to do something that I call imaginary delegation. Mm-hmm. This is when you assign someone a task and you fully expect them to complete this task and you get upset when they don't complete it on time or on spec, but you never actually tell them that you assigned them the task. And then when you think to yourself, well, I never really told him to take out the recycling, or I never really told her to take notes in the meeting, you snap back at yourself, well, can't they see that the recycling needs to be taken out? I mean, I can see that the recycling needs to be taken out. Mm-hmm. No one had to tell me when I was an associate to take notes in the meeting. Mm-hmm. I just knew that I was supposed to take notes in the meeting. Right. And then you kind of continue this cycle. Mm-hmm. Delegating with joy is the complete opposite.
Delegating with joy.
That's what I call it. Yeah. Yes. That is when you start by putting an ask into a higher or more important context. Mm-hmm. So you might start by saying, you know, hey, babe, I've been feeling really stressed lately, and I feel like you've been feeling the brunt of that. And he'll be like, yeah, I basically have. And you can say, you know, I read this book called Drop the Ball, and I've gotten clear about what really matters most to me, and it involves this, this, and this. The problem is, I feel like I'm doing a lot of things that don't really ladder up to that. And I was just wondering if, in the interest, because you're my biggest cheerleader and my biggest fan, and I know that we're in this together, if you could take out the recycling and pick up the dry cleaning. And I know that those seem like really little things, and you're wondering why I'm giving you this big speech about it, but that's how important those two things are to me. Do you think that, you know, you could do that? Mm-hmm. They're going to say yes. If they don't say yes, that is a whole other book.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, whether or not they actually fulfill these tasks is another chapter of the book, but that is how we're going to engage people meaningfully instead of just taking it all upon ourselves. Yeah. You'd be surprised how vested the people are around you in your success, in your growth.
Yeah, it really takes a village, as they say.
It does.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. I hope that helped you as much as it helped me. And once again, you'd have to grab a copy of Drop the Ball by Tiffany. It will basically change your life and the way you see things. So that's it. Till next time.
Bye.
I told you, a super duper duper jam-packed 7+ minutes. So I wanted to spend this time to unpack everything that Tiffany said, because there's really so much value in dropping the ball, as she said. So I decided to make homework for us. Wow, homework. Basically just 3 points that I feel we can spend the next few days, weeks, months thinking about. So the first one is, she said, what does having it all mean to you? And I think that was important for me, because when you say have it all, sa totoo lang, that means different things for different people, right? And Tiffany mentioned that for her, it was her causes for women. It was taking care of her relationship with her husband and raising her kids well. And being happy and healthy, she also mentioned. So for you, what does having it all mean? And I guess we should work towards that. Second homework, or question I wanted to put out there is about the G word, like she said, right? Guilt. So she said a term that I honestly had to Google. So she said that guilt is the feeling you've committed a moral transgression. So transgression is something that is against a command or law. Sinerch ko to guys, hindi ko to alam. So yeah, so I guess moral transgression is sort of you feeling like you are doing something going against your morals or your values. So when you feel that you did something that is against what you believe in or your values or your morals, dun daw tayo nagigilty. And she also mentioned about us taking the time to associate our behaviors to what values. So I guess the homework for us is during our downtime, whether you are listening to this before you sleep, whether you have quiet time in the morning and you want to think about this, let's try to, and I say let's because I will do this as well. Women and a lot of moms, we have this term called mom guilt. I'm sure men feel guilt in whatever way, shape, or form as well. So let's try to think about that. Okay, what am I guilty about? And what is the value connected to that? Kaya nagigilty ako. And yeah, maybe hopefully we can sort out our feelings that, hey, the things that we choose to do na nagigilty tayo, it's still towards something that we value and that we believe in. And if not, I guess adjustments have to be made. And third, this one is super important also to me because I am so bad at this. Ask yourself, let's ask ourselves, what is it that I can delegate to others? So Tiffany talked about HCD, home control disease, which is basically we want things done our way. And I am super, super guilty of this. Yeah, what is it that we can delegate to others? And again, she makes the distinction between imaginary delegation, yung nasa utak lang natin na dinelegate natin, or we expect people to do these things because we see it, but again, they might not see it that way. So yeah, wag imaginary delegation. She encourages us to do delegation with joy. So let's think about that. Ano ba yung kaya kong i-delegate sa iba so that I don't get burnt out or kaya pa ng bandwidth ko? So yeah, drop the ball. A reminder to me, to you, to anyone listening to this. Please do share this episode with anyone you feel might gain something from it. And yeah, I hope to see you all. Well, I hope that you'll be back here for the next episode of Paano Ba To The Podcast. Till then, everyone, stay safe. Stay home as much as possible. And stay healthy. Take care, guys. Paano Ba To The Podcast is powered by Globe Studios. Listen to the podcast for free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.